This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I keep talking about? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Lots of things going on, as you can very well imagine. It's another banner news day, 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're riding the cycle. Enjoy the ride. Okay, lots of things happening. Apparently, there's going to be a rally in Texas, for Ted Cruz. Oh, and by the way, the president will be there. Isn't that interesting? The president will be there. Now, of course, that's going to draw quite a crowd, about 100,000 people. Almost as much as the number of people that will be anticipated just before election, just maybe a week before election, maybe by, well, a week before election is tomorrow. Just a week before election, and all of a sudden, shazam, 100,000 illegal immigrants show up, illegal foreign nationals invading the country. That's an invasion. We need to stop them, else we won't have a country after a few of these invasions, just a few. Because you'll get 1,000, then you'll get 10,000, then you'll get 100,000, then you'll get 1,000,000. This brings a whole new direction to a Million Man March now, doesn't it? What's happening here? Just the way it goes. So it goes, as they say. Yeah, a lot of these people marching to the United States. And it's never ending. Well, no, seriously, the population is down there just... enormous, and they don't have any jobs. They don't have any way to take care of themselves. It's just a broken society. Kind of like what California is turning into, huh? just a few things going on. Anyway, I just want to welcome you to the show and visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. That's the shortcut. And you can also go to newcaliforniastate.com. New California. Boy, I'll tell you, a lot of things happening there. What is going to happen here? The president has vowed to close the border. He says he's going to close the border to prevent all these marchers from coming. And it's going to be an interesting set of circumstances to see that sort of thing happen. That's for sure. People coming across on rafts and on the train and all over the place, invading, basically, California. Oh, did I say California? Yeah, a lot of them. William Longeres was just reporting from one of the places down there, just above the, in the Mexican border area, north of Mexican border, in Mexico, that these caravanners are going to get on buses and so on, and what they're going to do is they're going to move northward and go to Tijuana. So one of the big entryways there will be, of course, Tijuana. That'll be one of the big entryways. So, and then it's just a short hop. I'm sure that by now the DMV in California, at the direction of Jerry Brown, has right across the border a satellite office for the Department of Motor Vehicles, just so they can register and get their ballots. This voter fraud, which is very rampant throughout California, you'd think it's going to stop at some point in time, huh? But of course, it's not. Well, there's an article that came out of the Washington Post, and Mr. Bernstein said something to the effect that Trump is going to try and call this election an illegitimate election. I don't know legally how he can do that. I mean, I'd never venture to look out there whether or not the president can just on his own say, well, I don't like the results. It's not valid. I don't know. There must be some law that might be the equivalency for that, but I don't know which one that is. I really don't. So it goes, as they say, in the world of understanding, not understanding, if you will, the stuff that happens in all these crazy laws that the president has to follow and enforce. Now, one of the major ones is Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which I'm absolutely doing handstands over and handspins over Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which guarantees us a Republican form of government, freedom from invasion, and freedom from domestic violence. That's what the federal government's supposed to do at all costs. And have they been doing that? No. A couple years ago, Donald Trump criticized the Pope, and we covered this in last hour, the Pope coming down and doing a visit in February of 2016. And we were very critical of the Pope at the time doing that. We saw what he was doing. This was the warm-up back in 2016. He came down and went to, I think it was Juarez, at the border there. And his whole talk before he got there was that he was going to walk across the border with a whole bunch of illegal aliens. There you go, right in your face, America. That's really what they're talking about. Big political stunt. Everybody saw through it. And people were saying, don't do that, Pope. And he didn't. But, you know, it still drew the attention of so many people that migrated, you know, days to get to Juarez. Kind of like what they're doing right now. Maybe a dress rehearsal. Maybe a beta test to see how we would respond on our side? Donald Trump had something to say about that. See if I can get this whole thing pulled up here for you so you can hear what Donald Trump had to say. This was as a presidential candidate. This is the key thing. As a presidential candidate, he took aim at the Pope. He said, wait a minute here. See if we got it going on here.
I'm Ken Jacobus.
Well, we got to wait for the Capital One commercial to blow out of here. But anyway, in an interview with Fox News, Trump, now this is 2016, February 2016 reporting. In an interview with Fox News, Trump said the Pope lacks an understanding of the immigration in the United States, political reporting, as a candidate. I think the Pope understands exactly, I would disagree with then candidate Trump. I think he understands exactly what it's like, what it's all about. So, here we go.
It's really smooth and it's not heavy.
I really, really love this. I will 100% swap out my moisturizer.
Can I have it?
New Olay Whips. Try Whips with SPF 25. Finally, sun protection.
Well, we got to figure out what's going on here. Olay, Olay. Well, I guess they got the language thing going on. That's I love it when you get one of these things and they're playing commercials at the same time that they're
going to get their marching orders.
Yeah, going to get their marching orders. Where are they going to get their marching orders from? This is another story. No, this is lingerie. Okay, so we're going to try and get this story here for you. See what we got. Time Magazine. Now we go. Let's go this time. This is only a minute. Here we go.
The Pope was in Mexico. Do you know that?
He's campaigning here.
He said negative things about me because the Mexican government convinced him that Trump is not a good guy because I want to have a strong border. I want to stop illegal immigration. I want to stop people from being killed like Kate in San Francisco, like Jamil in Los Angeles, like the incredible woman veteran, 65 years old, who's raped, sodomized, and killed by an illegal immigrant, okay? So the Mexican government fed the Pope a tremendous amount of stuff about Trump is not a good person, and the Pope just made a statement. Can you imagine? I just got a call. As I'm walking up here, they said, Mr. Trump, the Pope made a statement about you. I said, the Pope? What did the Pope say? I like the Pope. I mean, was it good or bad? Because if it's good, I like the Pope. If it's bad, I don't like the Pope. No, it's true. If and when the Vatican is attacked by ISIS, which, as everyone knows, is ISIS's ultimate trophy, I can promise you that the Pope would have only wished and prayed that Donald Trump would have been president. Because it's true. It's true. Because this would not have happened. ISIS would have been eradicated, unlike what is happening now, with our all-talk, no-action politician.
So Donald Trump speaks in response to the Pope. Isn't that interesting? That was in 2016, February, before he was president. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent companies.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The dictator, I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
I'm back. I'm absolutely back. Interesting set of circumstances. The Berkeley Punch. What is that about? Are you ready to see arrests? the YouTube thing flashed across. So I picked out the shining object as usual, which is, of course, not a good thing for me to do. And I picked it out, and I said, oh, let's take a look at that. And I said, nah, let's not do that. Let's look at regular Agenda 21 radio stuff for a change. What do you think? So we're doing that. We're actually doing that right now as we speak. So what are the articles? Okay, this, I met Victor Davis Hanson the other night. Had dinner with him, actually. And, very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. We heard that comment that was made. I'm now going to share with you my inner thoughts, my deep inner thoughts about New California, about the way things are going, and the blessings, if you will, of certain things. I guess this is sort of the theme of my conversation with you here. But, you know, when we started this New California business, I said, this is how I said it, basically. And so let's see how it's playing out on the national level. It actually has been interesting to see it play out in almost like a surreal play-by-play act, if you will, or screening, if you will. Because now, I look at it, the whole world as a picture, as a screen, and moving parts and scripts and things are happening like they're supposed to. It's weird. I know I'm getting weird on you, but this is what I think during the day. So bear with me. And it comes out on radio. Fine, you get it. You'll get it. And so anyway, with this whole notion of New California and the evolution and the people that have been involved in it, it's not just me, of course. Been a lot of people who played a part and jumped in and contributed. And things like that, but there's been some things that have been very, very much constants in the whole New California State movement. And it's certainly, I insisted upon it. I insisted on following the Constitution. Hello? Everybody had their own idea about how to form a new state. And I thought to myself, why is your idea any better than the Founding Fathers? And, it's like, when we were doing our first constitutional convention and we broke up into the government for the first time, and everybody was just talking this, talking that, they wanted to do this, they wanted that. I said, guys, stop it. Especially I said this to the senator. I said, you're overthinking it. What my request was to form the help form, it's not this, you're overthinking it. So, did the same with the assembly. They're overthinking it. Well, we've overthought this whole process. Many people have overthought the process of forming a new state. They're going to do it their way. They're going to do it your way. Let's put my way and your way together, and we'll go down the highway together. But, the highway of what? The highway to hell. No. In some cases, Tim Draper would be the highway to hell. What I'm talking about is, you take a look at, we've got 50 states already. And the simple question to me is, how did these states get here? Well, obviously they were successful. It's been succeeded. We've been successful 50 times in our nation's history. Why can't we be just as successful with more talent, more ability, more knowledge ahead of everybody than the other states? The last time statehood happened, it came out of the territories of Hawaii and Alaska, 1959. That was it. That was, we had 48, 49, and 50, just like that. And now we want to form, and everybody says, you can't do it, you can't do it, it just can't be done, you can't do it, forget it, don't do it. You're an imbecile if you do. So, you know, I said to myself, wow. So this is kind of like the grief. If somebody has the notion that they want to start a state, you kind of go through that. People do the name calling, and then there's the whisper campaign. He's a crazy guy. He doesn't really know what he's starting on his thing, and it never happened. It's happened 50 times before. It can happen again. It's true. And it is happening right now. There's the process is in play for New California. But the bigger thoughts is why has it been so difficult for people to latch on to the idea, just follow what the Constitution requires? I'm serious. I mean, to most of my listeners, I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. Just go ahead and follow. The Constitution tells you how to do it. You got to think a little bit in the abstract, and you got to go back and look at some history that puts some of the stuff that's in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights into context and into focus on how to start a state. And, of course, that's what these people have lacked, focus. They've lacked understanding about the Constitution and focus. There's that focus again. So whenever they've tried to form a new state, they've done it well, without the proper focus. The desire's been there. But, you know, you get discouraged pretty easily when the plan goes afoul, and pretty soon you're going in the wrong direction. You get discouraged. You go, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm screwed. We're done. Okay. But what happens when the plan comes together and you're following it and it's working, then you're energized. And what also happens is people get it right away. When I was with another group and I was explaining the state, they had a lot, people would argue back with me with a lot of very, very big concerns and questions. And a lot of it really settled around economics. I get that. And a lot of it was procedures and all that. But, and what was happening with the other, they were not giving correct and remotely correct answers. They were acting as if they had 50 million people in their state and they only had 1.2. Well, that's nothing. 1.2, what kind of influence is that going to garner? Zero, zip, nada. Now, 18 million, we got clout. So, but with that, though, everybody's trying to form and do their own thing without following the rule book, the playbook, the design, the architectural schemata. And that's what we do, and we've done that well. In New California, we're the last one standing legitimately. We talked about this. The Draper Plan doomed. Boom. Kaput. You might want to try and bring him back in 2020. I don't know, but that would be silly if he did because it would still be just as unconstitutional then in the future as it is today. Especially if he sticks with the same, you know, stance. The Draper Plan was nothing more than a Jerry Brown friend fan plan by Tim Draper to give California or to tear up California and add four more new senators. That's what it would have done because it would have been four more Democratic senators. Clearly, the Draper Plan was designed to divide up the state by Democratic voting blocks. That wasn't the reason why it was thrown off the ballot. It was thrown off the ballot as Cal 3. Because it did not meet constitutional muster. He wasn't following the Constitution. 6-0, the California liberal court threw it out. You cannot vote your way into statehood. You cannot sue your way, by the way, of the courts, into statehood. There's only one way, and that's the right way, the constitutional way. Just think about that. And the only group standing that's doing that right now, there's two groups actually. New California State and New Illinois State. Yeah, there's a second one of these out there. I can tell you, the ball is rolling, and it will not stop rolling until there is a new state, or in this case, two new states.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
discussing the visit I had, the dinner I had with Victor Davis Hanson. So that was wonderful. It was a very good evening. He got up and gave a speech, then took questions. And there's another interesting character in the audience I didn't realize. A guy who is a writer. He actually is a professor at University of California, East Bay. And, you know, I had a conversation. He called me up one day. He wanted to know what we're doing, how we're doing it. And, you know, it's the same old thing. There's another guy that is constitutional attorney. Sometimes see him on TV. Who did the same thing with me and wanted to know, how are you doing this thing with New California? What is going on with New California? How's this going? What's the process? What's up? You know? And because, see, the word is out that we're doing it the right way. as opposed to Tim Draper, who did it completely the wrong way. And we said he was not doing it the wrong way, and it was going to be dead on arrival, and it was. It was shot on sight. Well, it was dead before it got to the Supreme Court, but that's another story. So, anyway, one of the guys who was there at the meeting the other night was the guy that I talked to on the phone, Glenn Custard. Glenn Custard, and he just recently wrote an article in the National Review called "To Fix California, Break It Up." Yeah, baby. Now, this is August 15th. Now, I had talked to him prior to this August 15th. And one of the things that was a big concern to me at the time when I did talk to him was the lack of attention given to the Californios as an important element in the whole discussion of California, because no one wants to talk about the Californios. There's the one who put that big white flag up with a big red star, and that big red star is the one we have on our flag today. And they're going, wow, just can't believe it, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Well, here's the deal. Is that the voting does not work. And we know that taking it to the Supreme Court doesn't work to form a state. Because that's not the process. The process is very clear in Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. And you just need to follow it. So that's what we're doing. We're following it. And people are going, hey, you're doing it the right way. Yeah, go figure. So a lot of people don't understand the process, though. And it takes a while for people to sink in. And even with Victor Davis Hanson there, he offered no solutions. It's not a critic. I'm not being critical here. He offered a brilliant, absolutely brilliant assessment of California today and in the future, which is his job, is to do that. And it's for other people to take the information, be informed, and do something about it. And he can also join in, so can Mr. Custard. Glenn Custard. Now, in the conversation, Victor Davis Hanson's laying out the whole thing about there's the elite coast of California, and then there's the also-rans out there in rural California. Those are the two Californias. That's a fact. So in the questioning, Glenn Custard gets up and says, well, you know, there is a plan out there. There is a plan to break up the state along the same lines you're talking about. It's a two-state plan. And he's kind of looking at him like, what do you mean, Cuban Sabi? It's kind of like it was like a Mexican standoff in a sense, because both these guys are writers and both these guys are very well accomplished, and they write about California. About some of their stuff that they've got is not accurate, and I'm not going to go through the whole article that Mr. Custard had written here, because it's riddled with some inaccuracies, but for the most part it's very accurate. And by the way, now, hats off to him and anybody else who wants to write something about real California history, because the people who have the power to do it don't want it out and told about, because there's a lot of skeletons in them that are closets. We know about the Chinese and all the things that happened there. It was even part of the 1879 Constitution, for God's sake. You want to read something that's really racist, read that. But other than that, the content is perfect. I mean, it's what you want. Please do take it out. But Mr. Custard gets up and makes that statement, to which, you know, of course, our chief of staff, Liz Ritchie, gets up and says, well, you know, I am a person of the, I am the assemblywoman for New California. And we are that two-state solution that you're talking about. Of course, the crowd just kind of like, wow, really? Oh, so here you had on one side, on my left, I had Mr. Custard and Liz right in the middle. And then you had Vicar Davis Hanson. And it's like a, you know, three-way standoff. Like, huh? He just said two-state, you said two-state, and here's two-state right here. Right in the room with you. Surprise, surprise. To which I think Vicar Davis Hanson was quite surprised. And as Liz talked, I think it was quite evident. I think it was absolutely abundantly evident this is a serious matter to be taken seriously, New California. And this is what we have to do, is kind of always go up and knock these people down a little bit who might think that we're not serious, because we are, about New California. We all are. That's the wonderful thing about New California and the people in it, is we are absolutely serious about forming a new state. And we will. But we got to get everybody on board, and we need the savvy, if you will, of someone like a Vicar Davis Hanson and a Glenn Custard. Custard. Get it. Come on, get it right. But they both got it. They both got it, and then in between the two of them is the New California folks. Liz stood right up and did her job, did a great job. Did a fantastic job. I was very proud of her. It's the time in which you have to make those comments that really sort of set the stage for the future, and that's exactly what happened there. There were some big dots connected. I think that's really the takeaway here. It was all good, because we all have to have that understanding about how we're getting from point A to point B. And once understood, it is crystal clear. In our supporters, that's the way it is. It is crystal clear how these things are working. And they're working quite well. Quite well. Surprise, surprise. New California is on the rise. Not to be put down any longer. It's going to be a game changer. The world is going to be completely different because of who we are and what we are as New Californians. Sometimes affectionately known as Californios. You see, it was the Californios who declared independence first from Mexico in 1836. They wanted to get away from the centralized government of Mexico. 1836. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again.
can. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. 547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, the other day, I just got this clip.
I don't know why I missed it. Thursday, I guess it was. Wednesday. President Trump said California needs to get their act together over worsening wildfires. That's what he said. I'm going to play it for you in a minute, but I must pontificate just for a moment, because he's saying these things. I mean, this is like brutal. How does the president say these guys? Well, because he's the president, and he can, and he does. I can't put it any other way. That's just the way it works. So in his capacity, he said this. Now, there's so much more behind all this, and you guys should, it should resonate with you, because we've kind of explained the so much more behind this statement on ad nauseum, especially when it comes to the fires. You know, who started the fires? Right? About those laser things. Sorry, I had to do the water thing. So here we go. This is President Trump speaking about California. Listen carefully. The tenor of his voice. It says everything.
What's happening should never happen. I go all over the country, and I meet with governors. The first thing they say is there's no reason for forest fires like that in California. So I say to the governor, or whoever's going to be the governor of California, better get your act together, because California, we're just not going to continue to pay the kind of money that we're paying because of fires that should never be to the extent. They were telling me in a couple of states, I won't even mention their name, it's like a flash. Some grass will burn. It'll be over in minutes. They'll lose 2 acres, 3 acres at the most. They won't even lose that. And here we are with thousands of acres and billions of dollars every year. It's the same thing every year. And they don't want to clean up their forests because they have environmental problems in cleaning it up. It should be the opposite, because you're going to lose your forest. You'll lose it. But it's costing our country hundreds of billions of dollars because of incompetence in California. So the people, I'm speaking now for the people of California. They don't want to see this happen. They're getting destroyed. And it's hurting our budgets. It's hurting our country. And they just better get their act together.
He doesn't like the leadership of California. Then he comes out on Friday and signs that memorandum, kind of opening up all the water rights again for the San Joaquin Valley and the valley throughout California. Turning it back to the people, essentially. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better, right? Little vaudeville sideshow. Have you ever seen vaudeville? It's I mean, by our terms today, it's silly. Absolutely silly. That's just kind of my thought anyway. Lays it on the line and gets a witness on top of it. So the Trump campaign is rolling, rolling, rolling. Let's see. I got a... Who is this person? There's a person here I should know. I don't know their name. Let's see it. Oh, Leon, come on.
And it goes in and out, in and out, in and out.
Ah, Texas.
Same over here, in and out. Like, and then it goes all the way down between those buildings, all the way down. It's crazy. And there are people here from San Antonio, South Carolina, Finland.
Finland.
Like, they're from all over. And they said this is the biggest rally they've seen, and they have been following Trump's rallies in the last few weeks. So, yeah. Look. Yeah. Hey, it's a big party, pretty much. Anyway, we are having a blast. Look,
look. Wow. Quite a crew down there.
Anyway, we got a lot. We got Secret Service over there, HPD, and then they got HPD snipers right there. Or what do you call those people? SWAT team, SWAT team. They're here. HPD SWAT. And hang on.
There's a minion. Oh, my goodness. Larry, there's a minion. There's a minion. An American minion. There you go. A deplorable American minion. So this is a crowd scene going on with the street. We call them the street marines for Trump. You got an American minion out there. Oh, great. Okay.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow.
Who is this Mike Lindell stuff? Golly. Get all the noise from all this stuff. Well, it's a huge crowd. But, you know, that crowd that they got going on, you know, from Guatemala is getting bigger, too. Let's see. I think I've got another little gambit of information on that. More people clicking on. I'm on Facebook, believe it or not. I never do Facebook, but I couldn't do it. I sucked up to the shining object because I knew this would be news coming on the heels of that Trump statement that you got all this stuff going on in Texas right now. 100,000 people are expected there. I mean, that's what they think. That's just an enormous number, 100,000 people. But, you know, they're going to have 100,000 people with the migrants, you know. That's the other thing. At least 100,000 people. At one point, this is Los Angeles Times reporting. It's just really sad what's going on. Ah, Laura Loomer. Well, this is at this, Politicon. By the way, our own Will Johnson was taken down and abused at Politicon. Even with a press pass, he was they threw him out, is what they did. Just terrible. He paid $400 for that. Now, Laura Loomer, you've probably heard of Laura. She's been on the show, actually, not very often. She's at Politicon doing something. Let's catch what this is all about.
My question is for you, Alyssa Milano. You are friends with Linda Sarsour, and both of you ladies have positioned yourself as speakers and representatives for the Me Too movement. I want to ask you right now to disavow Linda Sarsour because she is a supporter of Sharia law. And under Sharia law, women are oppressed. Women are forced to wear a hijab. And in Iran right now, you're talking about... Excuse me, let me talk. You are talking about being a representative for women. I'd like to ask my question. My question is, will you please disavow her because she is advocating for Sharia law with oppression? She actually did. And there's what she endorsed Sharia law.
This is Linda Sarsour. she's talking about.
Bye-bye. We're done. We're done. Yes. Time's up.
Yes, I did. And I do think he should be. I do think he should be investigated.
Time's up.
Thank you for your question.
Movement. You guys are fake.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, she says stuff about Sharia law, and that sets them all off. This is the Me Too movement, I guess. This whole thing you probably heard and maybe didn't hear. I'm going to break some news to you that our own Will Johnson was taken down last night. We got the news yesterday afternoon in Los Angeles. In the evening, and he was injured, had to go to the hospital, had a mild concussion. As the thugs that run this thing, this Politicon, which is a complete left wing joke, if you will, took him down because he was asking a lot of questions and he was reporting to himself, and it didn't seem that he was bothering other people, but. They just, you know, that's the way the left is. If they don't like what you like or what you represent or what you're saying, then they're going to take you down. And that's exactly what happened. So our own Will Johnson was taken down and removed and then injured, and he had to go to the hospital. He was injured as a result of those people breaking him, you know, tossing him down on the ground. He's actually punched at one point from what we were told. He was actually punched. You know, by the handlers, the snake handlers. I guess you call them the snake handlers. I can do that. So yeah, that's the long and short of that little thing. A little bit of protestation going on right now. So the tension is rising. That is really what we're starting to see right now. And of course, the political season is upon us. There's no question about it. Will it get any better? I don't think so. I think that the left is just going to continue to get more radical and more crazy about things as opposed to doing things the right way. Right now, what we have over, this is what we appear to have over the whole situation with these people coming across the border. A checkbook, that's it. Our checkbook is going to stop making payments to the Honduran government. I don't know what that's going to accomplish. There's going to have to be a time when we just forcefully close. It looks like that time is coming right now. We forcefully close the border and don't allow people over until something gets fixed. Because I want protection from this. I think all American citizens are entitled to it. The law says that. And the president needs to act. That's his job. That's elections have consequences, and that is his job. And this is a deliberate, with a purpose, with a forethought, program to destroy the United States of America. You have to see it for what it is. Making the demographic shift. Make the demographic shift long enough, and guess what? You'll have a different America. Look what's going on in California right now. It's working. Their demographic shift is working. We can interrupt it, and we intend to with new California state. Absolutely. It's going to happen. A lot of fun, actually, when you break it down. The people that you run into are just fantastic people, all loving California. They all want to see this change. They all want to see this happen, and it will. It will. You know, one of the very first things we're going to do, too, as a state, our commitment is to build out the water project that was stopped by Governor Jerry Brown in the 1980s. We're going to build it out. Had he not done that, and we paid our way to more water in the water projects, we wouldn't have the situation we have right now. But that's, you know, that's why he was doing what he was doing in the 70s and 80s, which everybody found out then it was a fraud, and right now they're finding out it's a fraud as well. Anyway, we got a break. We're going to come up to the end. It's the end of the show. You can get this show on podcast. Everybody screams for the podcast, and I really do appreciate the listenership and the screaming for the podcast. We'll get them all up there as soon as we possibly can. Remember to go there to agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Go there to a21r.com, and it takes you to the podcast. Click on the podcast on the menu bar, and you'll get all the podcasts from, you know, four or five years ago, I guess. We got podcasts all over the place. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.